The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What I've got to do is find a spectacular house that I can pretend is mine to impress Chadley.
Well, why don't you just use Babs and Carter's?
I can't. They're having an Eyes Wide Shut party all weekend.
I can't find my wiener with this mask. All right, time out. Let's all just find our wieners and then put the masks back on.
Tony, our buddy from Hoggle Wild, is going to an Eyes Wide Shut fish fry tonight. He's got a buddy that has Eyes Wide Shut parties. So you fry some fish, find your wieners, and put your mask on. Something like that. It's a Catholic thing. I don't know.
In that order.
It's crazy. they all listen to the show. And Tony goes to a buddy his place for once in a while, and we assume it's an Eyes Wide Shut party. It sounded like the original one was, and now there's a fish fry. So enjoy the Eyes Wide Shut.
Cover.
The Eyes Wide Shut fish fart. Fry. Fart.
Fish fart.
Fart. What the hell? Fish fry. Yeah.
New Lenten tradition.
You crazy Catholics, yes, man. Yeah. Can't buy my wiener. Hear that a lot of the fish fry.
Not much, so we'll start with some football stuff.
It is sports.
Yep.
It's sports.
Yeah. Who's taller? Mark D'Antonio, at least for now, head coach at Michigan State.
Jesus.
62 years old today.
Mark D'Antonio, who's taller?
And Brian Bosworth is 53 years old today. The Boz is 53 today.
Boz.
Who's taller?
Oh, this is the football coach?
Yeah, Mark D'Antonio, the football coach for now.
I think he's taller than their basketball coach.
He is very much taller.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, and I don't know if Boz was probably only 6'1", 6'2", maybe. I'll go with the basketball coach because he probably played.
Football
he's
coach.
Not a,
oh, I'm
he's
sorry.
Not a choice.
I'll just go with the football coach.
The basketball coach is 5'9".
Okay, the football coach. I'll go with the football coach.
I'll go with Mark D'Antonio.
Mark D'Antonio, an algorithm-based 6'1".
Uh-oh, I think.
Actually could not find his height anywhere. But I have been in the same room. And
oh, you did? Okay. Oh, yeah, oh you did the
yeah,
algorithm.
Yeah. Okay. He's a little bit taller than me, so I'm putting him at 6'1". And the Boz is 6'2".
Oh, there
yes.
you go. That's just an algorithm. You don't know. He could be 6'2". You're in the room with Boz?
Yeah, I've been on. Yeah, okay. He's walked by me on the field before. Right. Sure,
sounds like a job for Holden McGroin.
That's right. Get to the bottom of that. Right.
Google one of them. Boz ain't doing much. Google him. He might tell you.
Tweet Barry Switzer and ask him.
He'll know the answer.
Yeah, Switzer.
Sure,
that's right. Switzer would know that.
He would.
Well, he would know how tall that Boz is. He might not know how tall the dude from Michigan State is. Jesus.
Although they may have been in the same room together.
All right.
At some.
It's a job for Holden McGroin.
Yeah.
Put Holden on it.
But, yeah, it's his job to tweet Mark D'Antonio and ask him how tall he is.
Mark D'Antonio doesn't have much on his plate right now in Michigan State. No. Everything's fine there, so I'm sure he'd get right back to him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. He'll be not busy at all there.
The UCLA quarterback that a lot of people thought would be one of the first players picked in the draft.
Did you see that? I saw this on Around the Horn. How apparently teams have trouble with players from money.
Yeah.
That when they think they have trouble.
Yep.
They don't, but they think they do.
It sets up potential, entitlement on a
larger
scale.
But they don't know that.
Yeah.
They don't know that.
No, they don't.
Now, but it's all about controlling players. It's like, if you want to play with us, you got to do what we do. Oh, but you could leave and have your own money. His dad's a famous spine surgeon, which I looked into this because I didn't know.
Josh Rosen?
Yeah, Josh Rosen. Yeah.
Okay.
His dad's a famous spine surgeon, so he should be screwed over. Because his dad's got a few bucks?
Well, I mean, the story out of this is that a lot of people at the Combine, a lot of team officials, just didn't really like him personally.
Oh, okay.
All right? Didn't like Josh Rosen personally.
By the way, he's rich and he's liberal, too.
He is. He's not scared.
No.
Yeah, he's not scared.
He's a rich libtard.
And, these people told – a lot of these team officials told Peter King, who's a pretty connected guy in the NFL, that the fact that he comes from a wealthy family will hurt his stock with teams.
Yeah, well, it's just stupid.
And he's been falling in mock drafts, and those matter.
Yeah. Is that the Manziel rule?
Well, Manziel's an example of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
plenty
of money.
He's not Manziel.
But are there other examples of that?
Has to be. plenty of guys golden or silver spooned.
Sure.
Into the
league.
It's
not their fault. They have money. You know?
No.
Rosen's going to be a good quarterback, I think. Who knows?
Fall right to the Broncos.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, boo.
Apparently, the Broncos are digging your boy, Baker. I saw the story that yesterday.
I keep seeing that.
I know.
Not impressed.
You don't want that. You
I'm
don't
not
want
impressed.
Baker.
I don't. I actually don't want any of these rookies.
No, you want Foles
I
from
want
the
Von
Eagles.
Miller and just that's it.
How'd that work out for you last year?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I want him to play quarterback, so we don't know how it
we
worked
don't
out
know.
Yet.
We don't know.
Are you looking at like a Wildcat formation?
All day.
Yeah.
Yep. I know Von would be tired, but he's up for it.
He's delicate. Mm-hmm.
The odds yes, for the NFL draft order, this is interesting to me because everybody kind of assumes the Browns are going to take a quarterback at one, but Bovada, one of those offshore betting places, has got underdogs or got the, what is that, money line, I'm sorry, on who will be the first overall pick, and Saquon Barkley is the leader.
I know.
They think Saquon Barkley will be the first pick overall in the National Football League draft.
That's too bad. I'm going to the Browns.
No, but, you know, I was thinking about this for a minute, and, you know, I would, as a my NFL team, I would love to have him as my running back.
Yes.
Okay, and then the Le'Veon Bell situation where he's wanting a longer deal.
I saw that story. Somebody said the Steelers should just trade Le'Veon for the first pick to the Browns. They have a bunch of cap money. They could pay Le'Veon, and the Steelers would take Saquon.
And then take Saquon Barkley?
That's just a dream thing.
Well,
that ain't gonna happen.
But it got me to thinking about, you know, like, look, everybody wants a running back, but in today's National Football League, name the last team that won a Super Bowl because they had a premier running back.
Your boys, probably.
It's about the last one. I mean, you could maybe say Marshawn Lynch with the Seahawks, but they won more because of their defense than Marshawn Lynch. I mean, you got to go back to Terrell Davis in the late 90s.
I said Terrell Davis, right.
And you got to go back to Emmitt Smith in the early
90s. But that might have got him to the playoffs, though.
Well,
having
sure.
a good running back
you
can
just
got
to get into the playoffs.
Right.
But really, I mean, it's a position where, it's great. Everybody wants a running back, but now everybody wants two or three, really.
Yeah.
Especially the teams that are winning it.
I just don't want Saquon to have to die on the vine with the Browns.
With the Browns, I
that
know,
sucks
man. That would
him,
suck
man.
For him. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Now, some of the questions that, you know, every year we hear about the combine and some of the questions these general managers ask people. Remember years ago,
it'll
Des Bryant.
It'll be fun to watch running up and down the field against the Steelers, though.
That's true.
That'll suck.
Well, for you.
I'm not one of those kind of guys that roots for my college team then.
Yeah.
I want him to
unless
suck.
He's on your pro team.
That's right. I hate those people, and you know who those people are.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Yes, there are.
Yeah,
that's
a lot
stupid.
Of college football fans.
Right.
Yep. So remember a few years ago, Des Bryant was asked about his mom, just his background. They were asking if his mom was a crack whore or was a prostitute or something.
This is still going on. They're also trying to find out if guys are in the closet still.
Yes.
This is illegal.
An LSU running back was asked, he said on a SiriusXM NFL radio show, he said, what kind of questions do they get? And he just started talking about, you know, I was asked, do I like men?
Right.
And he was like, well, what do you mean? Like, do you like men? Like, do you fall that way? Which, I mean, I don't know if you can do that
you can't.
In job interviews.
Now, so first of all, it's illegal. To begin with. And then besides that, it's unethical for the NFL teams
doesn't
to do that.
Doesn't that set you up for a discrimination lawsuit?
One would think.
All these guys are afraid of everything. But they're talking about everybody came out against it. They just find out what team it was, and they were saying you have to ban them from the combine.
Don't let them talk to the players.
Is your mom a whore, and do you like men? All right. First two questions we got to ask we were joined here. And we said no and yes.
No and sometimes.
No, nobody gets – you can't ask that question.
There's no recourse right now, though. It doesn't matter.
But they were talking about it on Around the Horn or something like that.
The correct answer would be, why are you interested?
What's up?
I'd call that guy. Bluff.
Yeah.
Just be like, yep.
And that's what kind of, some people think that, especially this guy who was talking about this LSU running back, was saying that, like, look, we were schooled on this going into it, that they're going to ask questions just to see how you react.
Yeah, but that's not – it's still illegal, they say.
Right.
Even those questions are illegal, they say.
Sure. So the new league year in the National Football League doesn't even start till Wednesday, but there's already six trades that are basically on the books, and one was yesterday when the Broncos traded away Aqib Talib
for the Rams, right?
Yep. So the Rams' secondary's gotten a lot better. They picked up Marcus Peters. They get Aqib Talib. Kind of probably no coincidence that Jimmy Garoppolo's in that same division with the Niners.
They got to sell licensing fees. They better stock up.
$100,000 at a time, yeah.
What'd your boys get out of that?
Some picks, like a fifth and a
Roman Gabriel.
And they didn't have to cut him, which, I mean, they got something for him. They're going to have to cut him for cap room.
Yeah.
A lot of people think so they can open up the checkbook for Kirk Cousins or something. And then there's still smoke around Drew Brees and the Saints not being on the same page. I mean, at this point where you can't officially have a deal in place, but obviously you can have a deal in place,
right?
It's not happened with the Saints. So some people are now pointing to that, like, he may be gone.
Cleveland.
Which will be fine. Go to
Denver. That's your – he's going to be in Denver. They're the king of old quarterbacks.
It is at least interesting that the Saints haven't been able to lock him in. I'm sure Tom Brady's getting a little bit of heat at home. Shaved his head.
No, he didn't. That's the story. Craig looked at Push looked at this. He cut his hair short.
Oh, okay. See, I
so
didn't,
he did not
I didn't
shave
see a
his
finished
head.
Product. Okay.
No. So it's
yeah,
it's,
he looks like he went to basic training.
If you just got a haircut.
Yeah, if, shaving for, if it's cancer, shave your head.
Hmm. Well, he's too pretty for that.
Right, exactly.
Right. Screw him anyways.
Yeah, it's a stupid headline.
It is.
It's not right.
It's like when somebody says somebody posed nude. And they didn't pose nude. There's a blanket over their boobs.
They're,
or something like
they're
that.
Naked with a blanket.
Yeah.
Or they're facing their back's facing the camera.
Right. And their ass crack's not even sticking out. It's not naked. It's not naked. Stop it.
So Tom was a part of this charity that raised $7.5 million.
No, that's good.
Research.
He didn't shave his head.
So Tom.
Yeah.
Could have been 10 if he'd went all the way.
Naked and shaved.
Yeah.
In the morning.
I watched that show.
Yeah. Naked and shaved. I would watch that
Naked
show.
And ashaved.
And ashaved. And ashaved. It's an Irish show. That's stupid.
Welcome to Friday, folks.
Yeah, there we go. You see any more details about this Jonathan Martin thing that's still going on?
Well, he's apparently in... He's got a mental gig going on.
Yeah, he's in a psychiatric hold right now. Like... He's been suicidal. He's got guns all over the place. He had a 12 gauge, a knife, an axe.
Does he have
in
a list
his car?
Of people? Is he putting lipstick on and has a list with Cognito up there, people to kill, like Buscemi?
Well, that's his Instagram post essentially that got him in trouble.
I know.
And his high school now, his former high school, has a restraining order on him, and they say they've been getting Facebook messages from him for a long time. His girlfriend says he's been angry and depressed since she met him, and he's been writing on the walls at his house.
Man.
This dude is lost.
How do you make Richie Incognito look like the good guy?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, come on. You are really far off.
Sad, man.
Hope he gets some help. That's
bad. He wants Richie Incognito to come at him now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cognito's got to stay away from that dude.
With his loaded shotgun.
In hindsight, you look at it, you think, well, maybe Richie Incognito got a raw deal on that thing.
Well, Incognito's still making a ton of money in the NFL.
Pretty clear, and he's an all-pro.
Right.
Yeah. Was there a pickaxe? We had a story with a pickaxe earlier.
Right.
It just says an axe and a large knife in the moment.
Don't look at the clock.
Why not?
We can stop right now.
No,
Craig in, man.
We're fine here.
Bring Craig in.
We're fine. We will soon.
Get ready for the Eyes Wide Shut party
stand
tonight.
By.
Can't see our wieners. Let's take off the mask and look at our wieners. Let's do it.
Tiger'd be in on that.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
That dude looks so, like, the older he gets, the weirder he looks,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah,
like, the years have been hard on him.
Yeah, man. They have.
Yeah, he got some bags under his eyes.
Yeah, they have.
And he had back-to-back bogeys in the 12th and 13th yesterday, but he finished on the front page of the leaderboard at -1. He's already birdied today on the course, so he's only two off the lead.
His back's sore, though, I saw. They were saying he was
dead. Well, he hit a tree.
Oh, he did.
That would
suck.
Yeah, that
man.
Stuff does hurt.
Well, squirrel that out, really man. Squirrel that out. Don't ruin your clubs.
Yeah, just kick it forward.
Just kick it.
Well, it didn't even hit the club. It hit his forearm
did
on the tree.
Ah, squirrel that out.
Yeah, you should be able to.
You should.
If you're going to damage yourself or your equipment.
Well, you might have to take a stroke, but squirrel it out. We don't take strokes.
That's a peach, hon.
Right.
No, we don't have sponsors giving us bags and bags of clubs.
No, plus I want to hurt my wrist.
Well, how many strokes penalty is it to use the foot wedge?
I don't know.
Just one?
I think it's one, yeah.
Take it.
If you're using the foot wedge, you really shouldn't penalize yourself.
No, we're talking about Tiger.
On the tour?
Tiger.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tiger say, hey, look over there and kick it.
Right.
That'd be funny.
I'm going to check and see if this is my ball.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, that's my ball. Oh, and moves it over.
I dropped it down. Yeah.
Now, he did. I mean, Jordan Spieth and Henrik Stenson, Orgy Borgy, are in his group. And Jordan Spieth was +5. Henrik Stenson was +3. So, yeah. I mean, Tiger's going to win this year, I think, man, as long as he stays healthy. Just saying. Creighton lost yesterday in their tournament.
Yeah,
Wichita State's got their tournament
game,
coming on.
Yep. Shockers, yeah.
Selection Sunday is Sunday. Virginia, the likely overall number one seed. Villanova, Xavier. And then people say Kansas or Duke will be the others. And remember that selection show format is changing a little bit. So if you want to.
Just all the names and then they're going to seed later, right?
What first, day is Selection Sunday again?
I think it's on Sunday.
I think it's Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
This year
I think.
It's Sunday.
No, I think it's Monday.
This year they put it on the Sunday.
Oh, the women's is. And we'll be covering that on the blog.
On the blog.
Monday, yeah.
That's right. The women's blog.
Women's is Monday. So basketball will be.
Yeah, we like the tournament. We like the tourney. The second round's going to be in our city, actually.
That's right. Yeah.
First round in Wichita.
Oh, is it? Shocker's got a first round?
They're the first in the first round weekend, this year.
At the Intrust?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool. Or at the Cotillion. Nah, that's funny if you've been there.
Yeah.
And everybody in Wichita's been to the Cotillion. It's just a theater there. Kind of a small bar, cool bar. Craig, join the program.
What?
Craig, sorry.
Sorry, Craig.
We can't just, nothing, man.
We can't just draw this
out.
Dude. 64,
March,
Craig,
man.
Was the first Mustang, 64 and a half, first Mustang convertible.
I don't know. Call Puss.
Don't.
He likes to discuss that stuff.
Please don't. Email Todd.
we're changing. How about the Dodge Charger? What's the best year there? Call Puss.
All right, let's talk Junior. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, we can do race car talk.
What he did.
He has a phobia of metal jewelry.
A phobia?
Yeah, literally a phobia.
That's like Billy Bob Thornton is afraid of antique furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, just weird stuff, man.
So does he just wear, like, ropes?
Yeah, that's cool now. Do you wear leather?
Where?
So when he sees it on somebody or does he when he wears
yes,
it?
Even seeing it on someone, it makes him very uncomfortable.
Oh, that's weird,
He
man.
Said he, somebody, yeah, he was talking about this on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody's got a freaking podcast.
And apparently somebody
I download
said.
Download the Dale Jr. Lily. Podcast. It was really funny.
Apparently Lily. Somebody
no,
asked
it.
Him.
No, it wasn't.
Apparently
no,
somebody wasn't. Asked him if he could ever hang out with Mr. T.
That's a
pity to fool.
Boy, please, how can I
And he
this
said
podcast?
That he would be almost nauseous next to him because of all the jewelry.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. Or how about they just don't run in the same circle and it was a stupid question. Next question,
is
please.
That too?
Well, you can see the point of the question.
Mr. T? Did he?
He's got it. Okay, we'll start over.
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt Jr.,
no, I know he has a phobia,
a NASCAR
but why the question?
Racer,
but why the question?
Has a phobia of jewelry.
So you think the caller knew he
and
had the
so
phobia?
And so someone, yes, he was talking
know.
About this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right.
I thought the
Jesus.
No, I thought the phobia came up because of the... because of the Mr. T question.
No.
Oh, yeah,
that
I knew
was
that.
Part of the conversation.
I know I want to download that podcast, though.
You specifically said...
I'm not yelling at you, Craig.
Metal jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a deal. I mean, probably part of the reason is that he's coming out with this now is that he's got a deal with a silicone ring company. That he and he wears those. But he says that he has this actual... Fear, there's a name for it, whatever it is, cosmemophobia.
No, I was going to say stupid.
Well, phobias are.
Yeah, but some seem more arachnophobia. It seems yeah. more, I can see people being afraid of certain.
Because some spiders could kill you.
Yeah.
Bad necklaces.
I always thought it was weird that
bad
like,
fashion
antique furniture was Billy Bob's a freak over that.
Right.
Yeah.
But those things are real.
Hmm. Do you have a phobia? A phobia, full-on blown phobia.
Oh, I think I gained one.
Hmm.
I don't.
Your
has
throat itching.
Yeah, it has to do with surgery.
You gained it. Well, you.
I gained a phobia.
Phobia would be the phobia is that you don't want your neck sliced.
Yes.
Well, most of
them. Yeah,
so
I'm with you on
can,
that.
And you can actually think of it because your neck was sliced.
And I so never see, I never regained the feeling right. You know,
we like that by the
way. Throat. I never regained the feeling on the outside.
And
of the
we've
throat.
Been checking and checking and trying.
Well
for
trying
us. Can you feel that?
Oh,
can you feel that? I
on
love that.
On the outside of the throat.
Oh, that's right.
That's fine.
And so I
so what? So what's the phobia?
I can barely shave. In that area.
Oh, I noticed you let your beard go down further on that thing.
Yeah, that's only because I...
Can you let somebody... If you went to a real cool barber place, will you let somebody shave you?
Yes, my barber will do it.
All right.
And that's fine.
That's cool. But you just go...
But since I can't feel anything in that particular spot on the outside, I have this phobia of putting any sort of blade over there.
But you would think that you'd be afraid to go to a barber and only you could do it because you know exactly what you're doing with
no,
your neck.
No, he can't feel it.
He's got no sensation.
But you wouldn't be able to feel a barber slicing into your neck either.
Well, I trust him not to. I don't trust me
oh, you don't
not
trust
to.
You? Got it. All right. But you don't use a straight razor. He uses a straight razor, right?
No, he doesn't have to.
Okay, got it.
See, but he knows what he's doing. Greg's afraid he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yes.
That's legit.
I would, yeah.
That's a legitimate phobia,
yeah, I'm
right.
afraid of just digging in. I don't know.
All of a sudden, you're like, it's a horror movie. You're just slicing your neck in front of the mirror.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. I was telling Petey about
that's
one
the
of
numb
mine.
Throat, though. We're fine with that.
Yeah, we were on
it's only on the outside.
We were on a fishing boat, and people were climbing up. You know, this is like a 90-degree ladder
right.
to get up to the crow's nest, where it was a beautiful view, and I couldn't do it.
Oh yeah, I know. I had that.
I took about two steps on that ladder, and I just froze.
Hell no.
I was afraid I was going to fall into the Pacific Ocean.
I can see that. But you know what? Both those are legit. Afraid of somebody's bracelet is pretty stupid.
Kind of weird. Yeah. Do you have one?
No, you mentioned spiders. Believe me, if I saw like six rats run in here, I'd freak out. Rats.
Yeah.
I saw the original movie Ben or Willard when I was a kid. Yeah. Anybody a certain age watch Willard. Willard was the original one. Ben's the second one. Willard was a guy's name who just controlled all these rats. And there's a documentary that what's his face has the dude from Morgan Spurlock.
Oh,
his documentary just called Rats. No way.
No way.
Huh? No way. Full size rats, you know, bunch of them. That would freak me out. But I can't really think. But I can avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oprah's got gum chewing?
Gum chewing.
Really?
Right. Weird.
It's obviously not food chewing.
Yeah,
right. She's got a problem with
right.
that.
Yeah, but the metal jewelry thing just falls under the category of shut up and be an adult.
Exactly. Right.
Shut up.
That's just shut up.
He said when he was a kid, his sister
beat him with one.
Would just chase him around with a necklace.
This guy drives 200 miles an hour. Takes balls to drive 200 miles an hour.
Yeah,
jewelry.
Yeah,
tell that to Danica.
Tell somebody throws a bracelet in his car,
right?
Then he freaks out. Well, then he's trying to drive away from it.
That's his kryptonite. But God, the podcast sounds hilarious. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out.
Fear of roll top desks sounds weird too.
Hey, Billy Bob. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's totally weird. Right. But Billy Bob admits he's weird.
Here's Joel.
Hey Joel,
what's up?
Hey, Paul. He has a phobia of women.
It's been a while since Paul is gay guy. Paul is gay guy checking in after months and months.
Well, why we're throwing?
I know
there.
Paul is gay guy. By the way, I see him once in a while.
I clearly have a phobia of success. So I'm just gonna go live Friday like it. I am scared to death of that.
It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Drink away. Phobia of success. You don't have a phobia of Eyes Wide Shut parties. I know that, right?
Okay. He's like, I'm ready.
He's ready. Can't see my wiener.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.